Blog Talk Radio. everybody. It's Friday night, which means it's time for Faith on the Line with Pop This Pace. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. Prolific by Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Pop This Pace. The song that just played was Reckless Love by Israel Houghton. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, you can press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you right now. If not, anybody else listening to the sound of my voice, is going to work tonight, I'm going to let the woman of God come on and pray whatever's in her spirit. And then I will come back and open the phone lines. And if you desire prayer, get your prayer request in your head, and I will come back and pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're online, the number is 347-426-3782. Again, 347-426-3782. Call, and you can get in on prayer. It's not too late. With that being said, the next portion here will be that of the woman of God, Prophet. Pop the stage on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God. Thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. Thank and praise God for those that could have went elsewhere, but you wanted to come on to be a part of Faith on the Line tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I thank and praise God for how God allowed us to be able to come together on tonight. So as you want to, I want to let you all know that this line consists of faith, where we trust and believe in God that he's going to do it, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the enemy told you, no matter what the doctor said, but we still trust God and believe God for faith. Faith is going to work, and God is going to do just what he said he will do. So the scripture for Faith on the Line is Hebrews 11:1, and it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even when you don't even see it, we trust God. We trust faith. And I thank and praise God for faith on tonight. I thank and praise God. It's another passage of scripture say, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank and praise God. He let us know, keep on trusting, keep on believing, keep walking in whatever you, in walking in whatever your destiny is, keep walking in it. Don't stop fulfilling your dreams because negative words, because of what your how you may feel or what the enemy may be whispering in your ear. Still trust and believe God and have faith that God is going to do it. I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy allowed us to come on tonight. And Philippify is part of all of Faith Online is part of Philippify. I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I have seen faith work. I know faith will work. And God will let us know. Some people he'll allow to walk a little longer, but that don't mean that don't mean it's not coming to pass. It just means he's giving you a little more longer to let you know that he can work out whatever situation it is. Now, as I get ready to pray, we trust him in God for things, whatever you believe in him for, whatever you may want God to do for you. Let's take it to the altar. Let's take it to the altar tonight, and let's take it to the heart of God. Let us lift it up before him, because God is the only God that we can trust, even with your marriage, your children, even in your family, in your home, on your job, in the schools, in wherever you may be, in God can work. He can step in and work just the way you allow him to. All he wants us to do is trust him and have faith. Just a little bit of mustard seed faith. That's all God asking for. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you on tonight, God. I thank you, Father God, for being so good to us, God. First of all, God, we want to ask you, God, to forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed or omitted, any sin, Lord, that caused us to sin against you, anything maybe we may look at the person in the wrong way, God, with our eyes. Lord, we may even heard the wrong thing with our ears. God, we ask you, God, right now to forgive us right now of our sins, God. For your words say, God, that Lord God, if we ask you for forgiveness, your words say that you will forgive us. And you said, and in the words say, and you will remember the sin no more. Father God, I want to thank you on tonight for all the things that you have done for us, for all the things that you have shielded us from, God. Lord, even we didn't even deserve it, God, but you yet blessed us. I thank you for your God, I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for mercy, God. I thank you for showering your blood over our families, God, over our marriage, God, over our children, God, over our home, God, even in our families, God. Lord, I even ask you, God, to touch those that are affected by the hurricane, God. Lord, your word, Lord, is so real, God. Lord, your word say, God, that you can bring down the storm, God. Lord, your word is so powerful, God. We thank you for protecting and watching over them. We thank you, God, right now. We even ask now, God, that we will speak to the storm, God. And, Lord God, that it will begin to go back into the sea, God. That it will not harm anyone, God. Lord, that it will not destroy any homes, God. Lord, touch those, God, that left their home, God. And, Lord, when they come back, God, we believe in you that everything will be back, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch right now. Touch those, Lord God, that are grieving. Maybe someone are grieving a loss of a loved one right now. Bring closure to them. Bring joy to them. Bring strength, God. Bring peace, God. Lord God, dry the tears away. Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God. Somebody is believing you, God, to work things out for their job, on their job, God. Lord, touch that boss, God. Touch that employee, God. Touch that one, the system boss, God, that they will be able to give them back what they owe them, God. What they need, Lord God, give them an increase on their pay, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I speak increase, God, on their pay, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare it right now. For your words say, whatsoever we ask here on this earth, God, your words say, God, that you will do it in heaven. God, rain down on us right now, God. Lord, bless us right now, God. We don't even deserve it, but yet, God, you still bless us. Touch those, Lord God, in the midst of a storm right now. God, those that don't know which way to turn, God. Those don't know which way to go, God. Those don't know where the next meal or where the next deal money coming from for their bill, God. Lord, do it right now, God. Set free right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, look upon that marriage. That marriage may be, Lord God, coming upon. God, mend it back together again. God, bring deliverance right now to that husband. Bring deliverance right now to that wife. Bring deliverance in that marriage, God. Bring them back together again. Lord God, as one in the flesh, God. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, to look on that family member. Look upon that child. Look upon their cousin, their grandmother, their uncle, their auntie, God. Touch the ones, God. They're straying away from home, God, and they haven't came back, God. Bring peace in the midst of confusion, God. Bring them back where they once was in the name of Jesus. Save them, God. Deliver them, God, from their spirit, God, that's causing them to act out like they do, God. Lord, we love you, Jehovah. God, we love you, Jehovah. We need you, Jehovah. Lord God, come down, God, and let your blood flow, God. Lord, upon us, God. Lord, touch that one, God, that need you for a healing, for your word's sake. Lord, by your strength, we are healed, God. Lord, your word let us know, God, we are already healed. Just reach out and grab it, God. Do it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We are healed through your strength. Ralph, my sister is healed through your strength. My brother is healed through your strength. Lord, that mother is healed by your strength. Lord, that father is healed by your strength. Lord, that friend is healed. My neighbor is healed, God, because your word said, through by your strength, we are healed. That little baby, God, that's suffering in the hospital is healed because your word said that your word will go, and your word said it will go and it will heal thee wherever they may be. Heal me, O Lord, and they shall be healed. Deliver them, O God, and they shall be delivered. You said you will heal from all diseases, God. Touch and heal and deliver and set free, God. Lord God, touch those, God. Lord, look up in our White House. Bring deliverance, God. Bring deliverance in the White House. Touch Donald Trump and all of those that are behind him, God. Lord God, bring, Lord God, Pharaoh out the White House, God. Bring that Pharaoh spirit out, God. Lord, your word say, God, that every time you send Moses and Abram to Pharaoh, Lord, it was always a place that you had to send to him because he disobeyed you, God, and he didn't want to listen. Open up Donald Trump's ears, God. If he got any life in him, God, Lord God, let him be able to hear. Let him be able to hear what you're saying. Bring deliverance to him. Set him free, God. Lord, save him, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I pray, God. I pray over everyone, God. Everyone, God, that have a relative, Lord God, that was falsely accused of something that they didn't even do, God. Look up on them, God. Bring justice to them. Bring justice to them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. You know what happened to that man. You know what happened to that woman. You know what happened to that boy. You know what happened to that girl, Father God. Lord God, bring justice to the family, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, everything that we need, God, everything that we want is because of you. Father God, I thank you on tonight. Father God, I give your name the glory, and I give you all the praise. Look up on everybody on the phone line. Everybody over the air, everybody on Blog Talk, everybody on iTunes, everybody that's listening to the sounds of our voice, God, bless them, keep them, bring deliverance to them. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. I give your name the glory, and I give you all the honor, because it goes to your Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you, Jehovah. Bless your name. Lord, we cover them, Lord. They don't know how to cover themselves. We blood block, God. Every hands of the enemy try to come up and persuade them or do anything to them that's not of you. Lord, we ask you to get between him and it. Get between her and it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And bless your name. Father Stacy, I turn it back over to you to see who on the phone line that needs the prayer.
To God be the glory. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio tonight, and you desire prayer, just phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody, on behalf of myself and Prophet Pay for joining in on tonight. If you desire prayer and you're on the phone, via Blog Talk Radio, press 1 on your phone. 516, I see you, and you're about to be on the air. Hello, welcome to Faith on the Line.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm answering. Oh, yes, I would like prayer for healing. My heart feeling a bit, like it's palpitating a bit. So I like prayer to healing and, you know, deliverance and intervention in my life.
Okay.
So that I can focus more on God and His Word and not be so distracted.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you strengthen her heart, that you give her a brand new heart, that everything that's trying to come against the heart that she has right now, everything that's trying to distract her, everything that's trying to destroy her, that's trying to tear her down spiritually, physically, emotionally, Lord God, I ask that you come against it, Lord God, and that you reverse it, Lord God, that you make her emotionally healthy, that she will be strong, to let some things go, let some people go, and to move on. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you intervene in every area of her life where there's a hindrance, Lord God, and set her free, Lord God, deliver her, Lord God. Make her better than she's ever been in this season of her life, Lord God. I thank you for showering favor down on her, Lord God, for clearing her mind and her heart, Lord God, changing her direction, Lord God, making her better for herself and for those that she cares about. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, heal old wounds, Lord God. Heal brand new wounds, Lord God. Help her know who to trust and who not to trust, Lord God, that she may be able to go on with her life and do the things that you called her to do and put old things behind her, Lord God, and look forward to the future. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight desiring prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. If not, thank you, everybody, for being there tonight. I'm going to give you this bit of information. If there's anybody on the phone line right now or online listening to the sound of my voice and you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, but you just didn't want to do it live for whatever reason. That's understandable. You can always reach me by calling 865-408-8690, and they will go directly to me. Again, it's 865-408-8690. You can call the number or text the number, or you can text prolificfire@gmail.com. Again, the email is prolificfire@gmail.com. With that being said, everybody, make sure you join me for Prolific Fire Monday night by calling the same number that many of you called tonight. Once again, thank you. Join us Monday night when the message will be, What About Your Parents? Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. By calling the number 347-426-3782 or going to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Once again, thank you, everybody, and I hope to see you on Monday night. We're out.